want a refund. Walmart, give us our refund. Thank you.
That's State Senator Spencer Coggs of Milwaukee. He told the crowd the taxpayers are subsidizing Walmart's $10 billion a year in profits by covering the cost of health insurance for more than 800 Walmart employees and their families who use the state's Badger Care program. He's backing a bill sponsored by Senator Dave Hansen that would require the company to repay the state or spend more of its own money on employee health insurance.
We're talking about Walmart paying at least 8%, maybe up to 10% of their payroll toward health care. And if they don't, then they're going to reimburse the state for the $2.7 million that's being used to provide health care for their workers. And I think that's just the right thing to do.
Madison Democrat Therese Berceau is drafting a similar bill that would impose a health care tax on companies that earn more than $20 million a year and don't provide affordable health insurance to their employees.
Too often, big corporations live by the rule, privatize the profit, socialize the cost by forcing you, the taxpayer, to pick up the tab for their refusal to offer any meaningful health care plan.
The state of Maryland has already passed a similar health care tax, but its Republican governor vetoed it. Walmart spokesperson Nate Hurst says such laws are the wrong approach to solving the national health care crisis.
This type of legislation fails to provide health insurance to anyone and does not take people off America's uninsured list. It is nothing more than an assault on a business trying to create 100,000 new jobs this year across the U.S.
Instead of taxing companies to cover health insurance, state Republican legislators are floating a plan to cut the cost of Badger Care by making it only available to children. That would cut 60,000 adults out of the program. A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Family Services, Jason Helgerson, called such a move catastrophic.
That's obviously something we're very concerned about. So any and all ideas that that people have for how to maintain funding for this essential health care program are very welcome.
Helgerson says the department plans to look closely at the Democratic bills that propose health care taxes on companies, but a spokesperson for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says they're unlikely to pass in the Republican-controlled legislature. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.